So they've had a doctor here nearby for that as long as
you can. Well, your audience support two doctors a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they still have one?
Huh?
Do they still have one there?
No, they don't have one now. They got one over SARS. So that's the nearest doctor.
Okay. Do they ever have a midwife, any people around?
They all some, well, a few, but they all done played out now. I don't think they have any now that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have some colored women midwives.
Mm-hmm.
And they waited on most of them colored people and a few white ladies, too. But see, the welfare department come along and took over most of all that. They didn't take it over, they sent them to the hospital or the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a woman that was going to have a baby? You'd say she's
what? Pregnant.
Is that something you'd say, or something that some people wouldn't say that term because they think it wasn't polite or
something? Well, now you do now. I think plenty of people are sent to it. You don't say she's pregnant.
Okay, so you don't remember any older terms that they.
Right.
How about if a child was born and didn't have father or parents weren't married?
General.
Okay. Do they have any other names for him?
Bastards. Put it just like it is.
All right.
Now, I don't know why you want to put this on tape and I'll store it. I'm going to tell you. But take it off.
What if a child, something happened to its parents, like they were killed or something like that?
I mean, what you call a child?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what you're calling me anything, but if his parents got killed or had something like that, he would be an orphan. No, speak of it as an orphan child. I mean, if both parents were killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Even if somebody else had took him in, still
had, I said, pleasure of putting help and get this little girl in the orphan's home, Methodist orphan's home. A daddy died and then a mother died. And she had nothing but a stepdaddy, a mother living. So we felt like she had the wrong place for her. We went to work with the preacher and got her put in the orphan's home just before she got 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, so the girl turned out real well.
Now what would you have to push a baby around in?
Carriage.
Okay.
Stroller, not at all.
Yeah. But the carriage was different. They laid them down in there, right?
That's
right. Okay. Now how about when you went to school, do you remember what kind of hours and?
Well, school took in about 8 o'clock, got out about 3.
Okay. How about what time of the year would you go?
Well, we went all the year, started in September and went to May, the last May.
Did they ever let you out at different times to do?
Oh, yeah, a recess.
No, like, times of the years to pick.
Well, you had a day or two during Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. And that's all we had then.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back after Christmas from then the school was out.
Okay.
They don't have the spring breaks then when I left.
Didn't have that. How about if a child was supposed to be in school but they were off running around somewhere?
He's delinquent.
Okay.